This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. 18 once symbolized the age of adulthood and independence, but tough times have young Americans staying at home longer. In fact, more than half of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 still live at home with their parents. That's because it's just too hard for them to make it on their own. But if you're turning 18 and living in foster care, you may not have that cushion to fall back upon. You may have to move out at 18, and that means you're more likely to become homeless and end up in trouble with the law. Advocates have had, with some success, both at the federal and state level, gotten young adults to remain in foster care those extra 3 years between 18 and 21. Today, young people can stay in the system if they're still in school or in a rehabilitation or work training program. But there are still people who fall through the cracks. Currently, there are bills in the Washington State Senate and House aimed at making the program completely inclusive. Joining me in the studio, Jim Theophilus. He's founder and executive director of the Mockingbird Society, an organization that advocates for homeless youth and youth in foster care, which he's been doing for a long time. And also with us, Deonte Cruz, who's 21. He participated in the first extended foster care program, which allowed him to remain in his foster home until 21, until he could pursue a college education. He's now at Highland Community College, and he works for the Mockingbird Society. Thank you so much to both of you for joining us.
Yeah, pleased to be here. Thank you.
So Deonte, as someone who was in foster care since you were born, and now you're working with people in foster care, what did it mean for you to have that extra cushion to be able to stay in it for that extra 3 years between 18 and 21?
Well, it kind of meant a lot growing up in the system. I don't think I had very much stability and understanding of who I was, always moving around. So I needed that extra 3 years. I think that's a critical point for anybody at the age of 18 to kind of have that stability, and especially for foster youth. I was able to stay kind of in my foster home and get a sense of what I wanted to do as far as like career wise. And it allowed me to gain some skills that meant a lot during employment and just overall like living skills.
We see these figures about people who age out at 18. There's more unwanted pregnancies, more criminal issues, more drug issues. How about with people who you've worked with or you know who were in that situation? Did you see any of that personally?
Yeah, I think I don't want to speak personally to anybody's situation.
Right.
But I definitely noticed that those who didn't get the opportunity to remain in care or have any stability definitely moved more towards being in trouble or youth homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Jim, who is not actually allowed to remain in foster care until 21?
Yeah, well, thank you for this opportunity. The two groups we think in many ways are great representation of young people from the foster care system. The first is those with some medical condition, and that can be a mental health issue. That can be a physical condition. We had a young man testify last year. He literally had a seizure during the middle of the hearing, and he would be one of the young people that would be on the streets in terms of today's law. And then the second group is those young people who, through all of the adversity they face, have managed to secure a part-time job and are working 80 hours a month, and that if that youngster got a promotion and worked 81 hours, then they would not be eligible. So really trying to get so it's the spectrum of those who are out there trying to create something and those who have extra burdens.
So how many people are still kind of excluded from staying on until 21 out of all the young people in foster care?
That's why this is so exciting, Ross. We are close to being one of the first states in the nation to fully get this through, and we have about 60 kids left in this year one of those two populations that we've talked about. So we are really pretty close.
Why are there these two groups that are still not kind of included under the umbrella of being able to stay on?
Well, the way the federal law was written in 2008, and I would say Congressman McDermott saw what we did in Washington, our pilot back in 2006, and wrote federal legislation. And because it is an entitlement, so this is not a waitlist issue, once the state says a cohort of kids are eligible, they have to serve all those. And so during the Great Depression that we've been through, the feds gave states the ability to kind of tiptoe their way into this thing. And so that's what this state has done, like many others. So we've got three of the populations in, and this is the year to finalize this.
So Deonte, for you, how far ahead did you know that you weren't going to get kicked out of foster care at 18?
It was actually relatively close to my 18th birthday.
Really?
When you turn 17 and a half, they have what is called a 17.5 meeting where they're kind of prepared to age out of the system. It was at that time that my social worker approached me with the idea that I should opt into the pilot program, which at the time was foster care to 21.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of taking into consideration my situation and what I knew that I could do and the opportunities that I had in front of me, I decided to opt into the program.
Was that a hard decision or was that an easy decision?
It was pretty easy, actually. I was in a good foster home at the time, and I loved the people that I was staying with, and they loved me. And it wasn't that hard of a decision to make.
Yeah. What were you thinking as you were at that? Because you didn't have to continue on in foster care. Some people, when they're 18, they just want to get out. They want to do their own thing. What were you balancing those two sides very much? Were you thinking of the freedom side versus being able to stay in the home side?
Yeah, actually, I kind of was. And I don't think that's a foster care issue as much as, like I said, I had a very good foster home at the time. And so it was easy for me to decide to stay in. But I think that was more of a rebellious teen
issue. It's an 18-year-old issue.
Yeah, wanting to go out and be an adult, kind of experience things on a different level.
Mm-hmm. Jim, you've been working on this for many, many years now to get everybody in it. And there's 60 kids who are left. How much would it cost to cover them and to keep them on until age 21? Do we know?
Well, we're still waiting for the state Office of Financial Management to give us a fiscal note. So we don't have a hard number. We've heard that it's around $2 million. We think that's a little high, but again, we have to look and see what they based it on. The good thing about this is the federal legislation gives states, including Washington, about a 50% match. So that's the other thing of that $2 million. It's just been kind of floating around the Capitol. I don't know if they factored in the match we get from the federal government. I don't know if they factored in the delayed implementation. So we don't have a good answer until that gets kicked out of the system.
It sounds as though Washington State is pretty much ahead of a lot of other states when it comes to extending foster care to 21.
I think so. We're in that top tier, I think, at least of clusters of states that are seriously working our way through this. And we certainly are, as I say, the excitement here and the creative stress here is that we are just so close to have these last two populations get in and have this be a statewide policy.
And I think both of you have gone down to Olympia to talk to lawmakers. What are some of the tougher questions that you get and how do you answer them, Jim?
Well, it ranges. I think what we've done over the last several years, though, we've really gotten a bipartisan support for kids in foster care. And that's one of the contributions that Mockingbird and the young people like Deontay have done when they go down. And originally legislators were saying, we don't have any of those bad kids in our district. And then they're saying things like, wow, that youngster reminded me of my granddaughter or my grandson. So Deontay and his peers have done a great job of but there's some philosophy around, you know, you got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. But again, when we ask them, most of these legislators, their kids are living with them or their families. And then the other is really about money. I think that we are working ourselves out of this recession. What I say about the money thing is even if it is $2 million, I promise you these kids are going to burn that much in emergency room visits, in using emergency services, criminal behavior. If they're on the streets, then they are going to engage in survival behaviors. And so that has its own cost to it. So I think this is a great opportunity to be the kind of state Washington needs to be by being proactive and paying for kids to get an education rather than saving a bed in a jailhouse for
them. Yeah, that's about $35,000 a year per kid. And you're saying that, you know, the social expenses of this might be higher if they're not covered in foster care.
There's really no question. And if you look at any of the charts around life earnings, even to get a two-year degree, to be a young woman to get a two-year degree and start life at 21 with that in your pocket as opposed to having a child or two, having an addiction, having just a bunch of complicated issues going on, it's just night and day for the kids and for our community.
Deontay, what's the toughest question you got when you were talking to lawmakers and trying to defend this idea that foster care should extend to age 21?
I think the toughest question that I think I've ever gotten was, what was life like? What would you think life would be like if you didn't have foster care to 21? And I think that's a tough question because I do see a lot of my peers who have it, but it's also I didn't have to experience that. I was blessed with the opportunity to opt into the program.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that is the toughest question that I think I've ever had to answer.
Yeah, you must have been playing that out in your head a little bit. What'll I do after that 18th birthday? Where will I go? Where will I stay? Had you gotten far enough to think about where?
Luckily, I don't think I had to. I think somewhere in my mind, that's always been a question. I think that's a common theme in any youth's head.
Yeah.
Any youth in foster care, I think they always go through that at the age of 17 and they're like, I'm really close. And it's like seeing the finish line and knowing that once you get to 18, that you're going to have to do something. Your life is going to change either for the better or for the worse.
In this economy, a lot of young people welcome the opportunity to stick around for a little bit, a few years after 18. Deontay,
one quick thing.
Yeah.
Only that, yes, the 17-year-old is worried about this. Think of the 10-year-old who in that foster home who has a 17-year-old brother who ended up homeless.
Yeah.
So these kids are worrying about this from age 10 on.
Jim Theophilus, thank you so much for coming by. He's the founder and executive director of the Mockingbird Society, where Deontay Cruz works. He was also a participant in foster care and in a program that allowed him to stay in foster care until age 21. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
It's The Record on KUOW.